Start today at the Turtle Way, Northwest London. Sunday, 15th of Teves, 19th of December. Diane Yossi David, giving seasonal gifts. This week's Torah is sponsored jointly by a family of Lachman, Leila Nishmas, Ramosha, Dover, Ben, Rabav, Rom, Chanoch, Valman, Zafron, Lebrocha, and Lechvod, Simchas, and Assum of Spencer Law for Nadina Shire, taking place tomorrow. Mr. Shem Yirotzen, Sheyivnu Bias, Neman, Be Israel, Hashem, Lissi Law.
Yeah, interesting you mentioned about because of the expulsion, the second expulsion took place in Portugal. But you're talking about the printing, when the printing actually started. Many Achronim taina that the cutoff point between Rishonim and Achronim, when did they decide that the era of Rishonim should end and begin to call it Achronim? So I saw in the introduction of the Marik Kulon, was Germany, France, and then he went to live in Italy. He marks the end of the Rishonim, and the reason for that, Baruch Deutsch claims, is because the printing started. Before that, if you wanted to write a Rishon, you had to give it to Talmid Chochem, someone who was Baruri and someone who knew how to write, first of all, and he understood what he's writing. Otherwise, it's very hard by hand to copy a manuscript. So you'd realize halfway through your writing, or even at the beginning, whether that Rishon is talking something that's valuable to rewrite or not. So the Rishonim were very reliable because they were rewritten by hand. As soon as printing started, then if you were a wealthy chap and you thought your Chidushim were worthwhile spreading around, so you'd hire a printing company to print your Sforim. And in that way, many manuscripts were turned into proper books. So there was less control over what a person would write. So it had to be more reliable. So it says that marked the ending of the Rishonim, the beginning of the Achronim. Now, obviously, it didn't occur to them what's going to be today. Yeah, and anyone can just print in his own printer any chidushim which he feels are valuable, and spread it in thousands of emails and printing things, and spread it all shuls, and you don't know who's behind it, bichlal. So we can call ourselves it's in Rishonim kefitcha shel echad, kefitcha shel ulam, then the Achronim kefitcha shel echad, and Yechon said it was like a machat sitkit, like the smallest point. I don't think we can even see but that's what usually marks, that's what marked the end of time of the Rishonim. The printing. So I was quite impressed when I saw this Gnosim actually on Shemisham. I was going through it, and it's very interesting. I've had to go to Kisviyad of the Ramban. Not Kisviyad, printing, the first printing of the Ramban, which goes back quite early. Yeah, okay, that's not our subject today. A bit more seasonal, we can call it. So I just started with a little vote which I saw on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef writes, but it says, Bechol Yevorech Yisrael, Yisimcha Leikim Kefayim V'Chemnashe. What's Bechol Loshen Yochid? If it's with Ephraim and Menashe, it's Bochem, or Bohem. Shouldn't say Bechol. Why is it singular? So the Be'er Yosef says, it was called Yosef as well, he says, really the Brocha is going, Yaakov Avinu speaking about Yosef HaTzadik. The what? That when people come to educate the children, especially in a country where you've got other opportunities to educate them in other ways. So you think it's very hard to maneuver and to do this. So it's Bechol Yevorech. That Be'ezer Hashem, your children should be blessed, that they should have a father who will have the common sense to make sure that the children become like Ephraim and Menashe. So really, it's down the keys by the father. Yeah, we live in a country, Chas Hashem, today, that the opportunities are very big. Today, how to educate your children, how to bring them up, what to teach them, or profession. So it's very applicable today. What I've asked me to raise, to discuss, is the idea of giving gifts before Kratzmach, before the 25th of December, and what they call the New Year, the Minyanim. So they count. whether... So we all know that the Mishnah, beginning of Avodah Zarah, discusses about doing business with the goyim 3 days before the Chag, because we've got a concern. And it's a machlokes, and I say both reasons are brought down in the sugya. And one reason is brought down that when, first of all, you're facilitating for him to have what to sacrifice in front of his Avodah Zarah. Yeah? Second reason which is brought down is... Rashi brings and it's explained, and the Gemara discusses it as well. The idea that the goy goes and thanks his Avodah Zarah when he receives something valuable. And therefore, we've got an issue when you make a good deal with him, or you make this, he'll go and you'll be machshir him. He's going to thank his Avodah Zarah for whatever deal he's done. So, we know that gifts, the Gemara brings in Daf Samachen of the Zorah by Rabbi Yehuda, that he gave a gift to a goy, and the Gemara says he was not concerned about all of this because he knew that this specific goy wasn't an Oyvid Avodah Zarah. It wouldn't have gone and thanked the Avodah Zarah. So we see from here that also giving gifts, not only doing business with them, make them successful, just any gifts which you give now in this period of time, where there's a concern, one of these two concerns which we've discussed, will be restricted from doing with a goy. It's very widespread today. You've got workers, you've got neighbors, you've got this. You want to be in good terms with them. Well, you need to be in for business purposes. You want to keep in the good books. So you decide to give them and share with them gifts and give them whatever additional wages or gifts at this time of the year. Do we have that same concern today or not? So first of all, you have to know that in Chutz La'aretz, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that in Chutz La'aretz we're not such bekeen, apparently. Yeah, they were not so... So we don't have such a great concern other than the day of the Chag itself. But generally, I would like to go through a little bit of the nafkaminas, which are between the two reasons which I've just given. The first reason that you might enable him now to serve his idol, or to serve his Avodah Zarah, more easy, that problem probably we haven't got so much today. But the other reasons which we have about going and thanking the Avodah Zarah, interestingly, Rashi brings that the reason is we are nitzavim lo yishom al picha, v'shem eloyim acharim lo yishom al picha. So you think that's a restriction on us, that we shouldn't be mentioning other elilim. Other Avodah Zarahs. Yeah, the question in the Poskim today, where they're saying the name of Yoshki or saying the name of the Christianity and all that, but there is an issue of Lo Yishom Al Picha, because it's a current Avodah Zarah. It's not an historical thing. It's even nowadays, where the days of Lo Yishom Al Picha. But the Chiddush is that even if we cause a goy to mention his Avodah Zarah, we transgress the issue of Lo Yishom Al Picha. It's a big Chiddush. That means the restriction of Lo Yishom Al Picha applies for you to call someone else to say, even a goy, you have an issue of Lo Yishom Al Picha. You're making the name of the Avodah Zarah be mentioned more in the world, and therefore you've got an issue of doing that. You'd think Mali was Lifneiva maybe, but not an Indian of, I transgress the issue of Lo Yishom Al Picha. So the Taz really asks this question. It says, why don't we say the reason of Lifneiva should be Lifneiva here, not the issue of Lo Yishom Al Picha. You're not saying it. It should be issue of Lifneiva. So the Taz says that there's a bigger chiddush, really, that be also Lifneiva, yeah? But the Gemara wants to give even something which you can bring a korban, wants to give you a reason, even something which you can facilitate the goy to be able to bring, even such a thing you'd be allowed to under certain circumstances when he's not mentioning his Avodah Zarah. But Behemoth says also Yisrael Lifneiva. The Bach Tainas that a goy is not Metzuva. A goy hasn't got an issue to mention Avodah Zarah's names. Big Chiddush. Because it says, when is there an issue of Lifneiva? When a Jew is high of Misa, and then you make the goy, that's when there is an issue for the goy. Well, since there's no chiv misa by a yid, there's only a lav, so therefore there's no by a goy, there's no lifneiva. It's interesting chiddush. The Taz asks, of course there's an issue chiv misa. The Gemara Sanhedrin in Daf Samach says that that if someone takes on himself, even the peh, and avodah zorah, it's chayav misa. So even lo yishov al picha even applies to yid as a chayav misa. The shach says no. That's not. That's only when you take it on as a mekabel eloya, not just mentioning the avodah zorah. So mentioning the avodah doesn't fall into that criteria. So what's the heter today be'etzem of giving gifts prior to? So we said 3 days before in Chutz La'aretz Azoni, the day of the Chag. Lemaise, there's a Rashbam brings a Chuvos Rashi. Rashi writes that nowadays the goyim are not bekeen in going and thanking the avodah zorah. They don't know how to serve the avodah zorah properly. They're lacking. It's minigav yisem beyadayim, and therefore we're not so particular in all of that. Because lemaise, if you don't see any goyim, you give them a gift straight away. But on the contrary, they'll probably will distance them more today from the avodah zorah than this. It's become so shvach, Baruch Hashem, the koyach of that avodah zorah that you don't find the goyim so adukim. Yeah, as he's mentioned in times of the Inquisition, in times that they were really frumas. These were people who lived the church day and night. Yeah, so there. Nowadays, what's the chances that you give a gift, you go and thank? So Rashi wants to be makel and say you don't say loy pluk chachomim ve'takonaseim because zilbas ataima. So Rashi is actually making, and that's the big kula which we have today that we don't have a problem with you. So even if you didn't manage to give, let's say the gardener comes on Kratz Machdei, you want to give him a gift, yeah. So the mindset shouldn't be an issue because he's not going to go. Akun to Rashi, he's not going to go. The Achronim bring that it's good to abstain on the day of the Chag of the Goyim, to abstain from giving them. We give them before, we give them after, because they see it as a siman toiv, as a good sign of luck. So they're associated to avodah zorah. So that's in regards of. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Memches, Osu lishloach doyer lenochri beyom chagun. You're not allowed to send a gift to a goy in the day of the chag. Elim ken noydala, unless you know she'eno moide b'avodah zorah. If you know for a fact that these goyim are not so adukim, they're not so connected to the avodah zorah in the sense that they'll get something, they go straight away and they'll thank the avodah zorah. So we don't have the issue of what the Gemara le'lishom al picha, or the issue of facilitating for them to crave a avodah zorah. We don't have that issue today because you know it's like Rabbi Yehuda brings the Gemara. Then he brings the chen. Also there's the vice versa as well, to receive gifts. And many people work in companies right there, they receive gifts at this time of the year. So the fact that you receive from them, that also might cause them to say, oh, the Yid is received. I don't think we have that problem nowadays, that they're so excited of us receiving from them. This is going to thank the avodah zorah. By the way, the Indian of Ava today, of faith is very weak, very shvach today. Today, they're very, very sensitive, the goyim, not to upset other religions. They even changed the whole to seasonal greetings. They don't anymore specifically say kratzmach. They want to offend this religion, that religion. Seasonal greetings. Yeah, they start to. So, the Indian of Ava today is very, very weak to use that taina, that claim you used to have once. You lose all your business. You lose all your this. If you're not going to take a gift, you're not going to give a gift. You know, it doesn't work so well. That time. So we have to go back to the reason which we were discussing. It was raised as well about using stam yenam. It's very common. People get stam yenam as gifts, or they want to use stam yenam as to give gifts. They don't want to trade in it, chalila v'chas. Yeah? So we all know there's a famous machlokes rishonim. Yeah? And the Sfaradim really are more machmir than Ashkenazim in this sense. Why? The Shulchan Aruch paskel, the stam yenam is also ba'ano. This is a Gemara. Yeah, Chazal made a gzeir on stam yenam stronger than anything else. You'd say, if it's because of chasnus, of intermarriage, we find that bishul goyim, we don't know yisra no by bishul goyim, there's no yisra no by past goyim, there's an yisra no by stam yenam. And the reason for that is, the Gemara explains, it's mashma from the Gemara, that the reason is that there is a concept of nisu chayayim by the goyim, which is also the no. The original Nisuchayayin. So when the God made the Gzer of Chasnus, yeah, even I think she was not Menasech to avodah zorah, there's still a concern. They kept it on the rules of Yayin Nesach. And since Yayin Nesach is also Bano, Stam Yainim is also Bano. By Ishmaeli or this, but most Yainis today, the production of wine is not by the Arabs today. Yeah, they don't manufacture alcoholic drinks. The production of wine today is by the Avodah Zarah of the Christians mainly. And there is a course, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Stam Yenim is also there now.
What is Stam Yenim?
Stam Yenim means when you know for a fact that the Goy did not menasech it l'Avodah Zarah. He just moved it, touched it, bekavona, he made it into Stam Yenim. He manufactured the wine. Generally it involves, even though I've seen Poiskim and Achreim nowadays, I want to say that the production of wine today has changed a lot from what it was in the olden days. Maximum you'll see it is tasters they'll have for it after it's been put into big tankers, which is questionable whether it makes it into Stam Yenim or not. But Aloha Lemaisa, obviously Khalila to be makele on this, I'm talking about the Indian Isra or not.
You mentioned move
the wine. Yeah.
So that means that
the Chavona Tchila.
Only open, move the wine in the fridge, shakes and moves the wine.
That's if it's open. Only if it's open, it's not sealed. I'm going in the manufacturing process. Whether there's involvement of Magai Adadam, by the way, that gives a whole different, the whole concept of Bishul Goyim, Pasis Soil. Today, with it made by machines, it might be a totally different aloha into the restriction. But I'm just talking about the Indian to be Nehene, to benefit from Stam Yenim. The consensus of most Acharonim is not to differentiate, and they're considered Stam Yenim, and therefore you shouldn't lechatchila. Now let me clarify first the day of the Shulchan Aruch.
Stam Yenim, yeah. It's not made with the kavon for Avodah Zarah.
No, it's not. Dafka not. If it's for Avodah Zarah, you've got a bigger problem. Then it's Doraisa.
Why is the issue there? Because Chasmus?
No, Chasmus. That's the Iker, it's Chasmus, yeah? So, that's the question whether you can rely on Tshuvas Rashi and the Rashbam saying that they're not Bekim. If it's an Indian of Chasnus, who cares if they're not Bekim, Benisuch Hayayin and all of that? So, it's a big machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch. Let me just clarify the Indian here, yeah? the Rashba, the Rambam, they all seem to hold. There's no difference between Goyim nowadays to the Goyim in the olden days. And they make Stam Yenim. And one should not be benefiting whatsoever from Stam Yenim. So there's no such thing as going to buy Stam Yenim and giving a gift to the Goy. Or the other way around, if you receive from a Goy and it's already yours, you will coin it. I'm saying that very careful. To go and transmit, give it over to another Goy, you'll be Nehne from Stam Yenim. I couldn't do the Shulchan Aruch, I couldn't do the Rambam, it's awesome. Even that minor anor which you have, it wasn't mine. I took it now, I'm giving it over. That anor which you're having with Yain Nesach is also, because Stam Yenim is also the anor. The Ramah brings, and I'll read it out to you, the Ramah brings, and it's based on the Rashbam, based on Rashi, which we mentioned before, says, Yesh oimri de maga oivet koichovi b'yayin shilanu eno oise b'anor rak b'shtia. The Rosh brings it also, Rashi, Tshuvas Rashi, that nowadays, because they're not so bekim, or they don't really menasech in front of Avodah Zarah, which I'm not so clear about that. I haven't done some proper research on this, but there are some who raise the issue that they do actually mess around and do things with wine, but they don't give it at the kriyas to Avodah Zarah. They pour and they drink it. So I think today they don't, as far to a little of my knowledge in this subject, they don't seem to be doing the proper nisuch. So the Ramah says, based on that, the issue today is changed. The lashon of the Ramah is, there's no issur anor. Becomes the issur shtir. Like in Ishmaeli. Touches the wine, Ishmaeli, according to the Rambam, not according to the Ran. The Rambam holds that in Ishmaeli, there's no issur anor, because there's no ivda by the Zorah. There's an Indian chasnus, but that doesn't make a wine also v'anor. You're allowed to benefit from the wine. So the level of Christianity today is pretty similar to that, that they don't do pouring of nisuch hayayin on it. Therefore, the wines, according to the Ramah, don't become also v'anor. Only a nisuch v'shtir. V'chen stam yenam shelahem en oisilan. It's maga Goy, and there's also Stam Yenim which you buy from the Goy. V'lachen muter, now the heter which the Ramah gave was very relevant to centuries ago, where they would trade with wine. If you owed someone money, you'd pay back sometimes with crates and crates of or barrels of wine. those are the commodity which you trade with. Nowadays, when is the last time someone owes you money? He's going to take all my wine. It could happen. Yeah. Go and go bankrupt, and all of a sudden you have to liquidate all the. It's got yain nesach. You can have that, but it was very common then. And because it was very common, so they looked for a heter, how to rely on this. And they relied on this heter, on the fact that they're not bekim in bimenasach yain. And therefore, it becomes only an issur shtir and not it. But the question is that gifts is not such a hefsed. When I'm owed money by a goy, and he comes and pays me, what can I do? I'm going to lose money which I gave him? But when he comes and gives you a gift, what hefsed do you have? And the Ramotak ends off. V'yesh mekilim gam bezeh, v'tov lehachmi. He says, in first instance, one should not rely on this kula of Rashi's kula, or the Rosh's kula, on the fact that they're not bekin and avoid the Zorah. Really, most Rishonim don't hold like that. And therefore, in situations where you're not going to have such a great hefsed, you shouldn't rely on the Ramah, on this heter. I.e., you want to use a give a gift. What hefsed do you have if you give another gift, you don't give wine? Is that the significant hefsed? You go in and purchase it, or you received and you want to... There is a trick to the system, is someone to say, and I said to one of the Chuvas, one of the late Achorim, I don't like quoting by name, but he writes that when you get the gift from the goy, don't be koine, don't be zeiche. Don't be zeiche. So if it was never yours, and just give it over to whatever goy you want to give it to. So it's not you really giving. At the end of the day, it's a no from Yain, Stam Yain. Even if it's not yours. Because Lemaise, he's crediting you. He's going to credit you for the fact that you've given him or presented him. He doesn't know it's not yours in Ilchas Kinyonim. Ilchas Kinyonim avoided. But at the end of the day, you're using the Yain. Okay, you can say you reduce the is a little bit.
What do you mean, not
Zoyche?
If you take it in your hand,
you'll see that. If you take it in your hand, it's Bal Kolcha. You mean if you have Machshava not to be Zoyche, you're Zoyche?
It's not like that. If it's your chutzah, if it's your house,
That's when you don't mind being kohen. But if you clearly make a declaration, you don't want my chotzer to be zoyche, then it won't be zoyche bal koicha. It's not kezchir bal koicha. It's not you don't force. Yeah, it's not you can't force someone to be kohen something. So it's a kula, it's a leniency, which I don't want to mention who says it, but one of the. This is a Jew was called Vayan David. Yeah, his family is Vice from, I think it's from Belgium, I think. Huh? Anyone? So he brings it in his sefer. So Tachlis Lemaise, when you get Yain Nesach, you shouldn't really be lechatchila, even according to the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, definitely pour it down the drain.
According to
the
Shulchan
Aruch. Stam Yainam. Stam Yainam. Stam Yainam, definitely. We hardly have any Yain Nesach now. We don't have Yain Nesach now.
Don't put it up. Bin it. Well, bin it. Don't have to put it down. You sing it's Reif or wine. But then put it down in the
bin. You mean my head to drain it. But according to Ramah, it's a Toiv Lehachmi. So I've got to be clear. Toiv Lehachmi. Lemaise Meika Adin seems to be that the Ramah says, because of this leniency that nowadays Oida Veda Zorah are not so bekeen in Nisuch and Elot, so they can't rely. There is not to rely. So Meikah Adin would be Mutter. Ramah ends off and concludes Toiv Lehachmi. It's appropriate to be Machmi. And it makes sense. Most Rishonim don't hold it. There's no clue. If Chazal made it Takana, we don't say that the Oiv Davoy the Zorah. Now you can say, oh, they're not Bekim, Minagavoy Sebe Edei. I mean, all, at the end of the day, the Oiv Davoy the Zorah. And Chazal made it Takana that you shouldn't be Sami Yom Shemi Osama. No.
So to give it as a Matana to Yishmaeli.
Right. But the problem is, you are being Nenef Miyain Sami Yom. Never mind who you're giving it to. I'm not, it's not, we're not going with a real tikravis that's going to use it. We've solved that problem. Yeah? Yeah. That you're making and giving gifts to the goy, whatever. Not, you haven't been concerned with it. The problem is that you've been then and now from the Stam Yainu. By giving it to him. Well, no, you haven't, by giving it to him.
And if you give chocolate which got wine inside it. They have goyim, have chocolate where they have wine and liquor inside.
Oh, well, it's a tamkeika. No, by Stam Yainam.
No, it's wine inside.
Like, you don't know what's
in it. Okay. You know, it's also the stacha be Yisurei Achila. You're not allowed to do schoire with the things you can't eat.
chocolate.
But it says, if by the way, you got a box of chocolates, which you didn't purchase, you want to get rid of it, can you give it to a goy, even to a goy who you might benefit? He might be a business partner, he'll do better business, you go to your shiksel, he's able to work you better, and all that. So it's called istacher. The maestro, if you got it as a one-off, you can pass it immediately to achila. Yeah, you're now asking different. You're asking whether the yayin nesach makes it an issa or not. The fact that it's mixed in it, but taroivus, we're not sure by yayin nesach, especially when it's a sofik, and by sofik yayin stam yayin we are making. It's only issa d'rabbanan, so we'll be making in such a thing. But there's only taroivus. Yeah.
Not
taroivus.
It's bad.
Yeah. Huh?
It's not taroivus.
So what is it?
It's inside the chocolate. You've got proper liquor. It's not like the liquid is inside the chocolate.
Back to the question of Stam Yainam. You shouldn't. Stam Yainam. Yeah.
You're allowed to be mafka the wine, and then after tell the shiksa that she can take it. In other words, she's zochet. It's not that he's giving it, and he might be in the henna from it, but the mas is once he's mafka it, it's no longer his. So he could be mafka that the wine which was given to him, and then afterwards he would tell her, you know what, there's a bottle
Kinyanit,
of wine over there.
You're right. Kinyanim wise, you haven't done anything. But the problem is that who is she receiving it from? Who is she feeling she's receiving? Who is now going to get the ultimate indirect benefit, let's call it? The Maestro the Yid. So this be going back to the tshuva which I just mentioned, that if you're not Zoyche, it shouldn't be an Indian of. But there's still a problem of being the Enef from Stam Yainam. That's why I wasn't so.
We turn on the Chakir of what is Hefke, whether or not it's Roshus Bifnei Atzmai, or it stays in your Roshus until somebody takes it.
Then someone is a zoiche, you know.
If it stays in your Roshus, then the Bimachi won't help.
Stam Yainam and Yisra Drabono. We can rely on the Poiski, which holds on like Rabbi Yisra. Only by the Raisa, the Choshish is there. So, it seems to be we're living in a more easy society, in a more, accept. You don't have to give Yisur Anoa as gifts. You don't have to give the gifts punkt on the day of the Chag. You don't have to. There's ways to avoid these things. But the Maisa Meika, a person can give a few days before. Even nowadays, you can rely on Tshuvas Rashi, that even on the day, some people, the postman comes on the day. Okay, to give them a little gift for the seasonal. According to what we've said, you can be making, yeah, because they're not going to go and be moided to that way the Zohar straight away, so there's no problem to doing that. You know, being Nenna from Stam Yainam, there's room to be Machme. There's Ikadar Kachrina, there's many other ways. Why do you have to take Kulas? Even the Tavlachme. And you've got the Shulchan Aruch, which Mamish Minadin says it's also to be Nenna from Stam Yainam. So that's the subject of the giving of the gifts. I don't know if I passed the time, no? What time is it?
We've got another minute.
I've got another minute? Okay, Baruch Hashem. And begin of this week's parasha.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
What
time do you
start? Say them. Okay, it doesn't matter. We're interested. We're happy.
It goes by my time. I just wanted to raise something, which, Lemaise, it's a discussion. It's a discussion which I feel I'm talking to the wrong tzibur about. Yeah, we don't have any chashodos chalila v'chas in our circles of people visiting entertainment places of the goyim. It's Baruch Hashem through the lockdown that also was lockdown, but it seems to be a mispachat which is spreading very widely. The heter of going to theaters. And entertainment places, I want stadiums or entertainment places of the goyim. And in the beginning of next week's Sedra, we talk, the Pasuk says, Vatimale Oretz Oysom, says the Midrash, Yalkut Shimoni says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nithmalu Bate Tarteot Bate Kirkasot Mehem, Miyad Gozru Aleim Sheifrashu Mehem. The Shibut Mitzrayim was something which Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what triggered off the Shibut? Was the fact that the Yiddish people, the Jewish people, were filling up the entertainment places in Mitzrayim. Interesting. That's what caused the Shibud. As soon as they saw that you're taking over our entertainment places, Miyad Paro was Mitzave Lifrosh Mehem. Please, stick to your own businesses, this has nothing to do with you. And it started making the Shibud come about. Rav Chonam Wasserman writes in his book, Beikvot HaMashiach, which we wrote it just before the war. He wrote it in Yiddish, been translated many times. He writes the situation of the Yidden before the war was pretty similar to this. There was a situation where it was known the Jews never entertained themselves in all these entertainments. When they finished the work, they used to go to Bottom Midrashos, they used to find the Chavrusa. Eventually, they started taking interest in their culture, and slowly, slowly, their stadiums and the entertainment places were being filled with Yidins. Rucholom Basim before the war. I always get very, when I read his Ksavim, and you know that he died in the war, you know what he wrote. He was really experiencing what was going on. Rahman al-Islam, we're getting to a situation where it's becoming more of an accepted thing that people visit. And it's, I'm not Baruch Hashem now in these circles, in this shir, it's not Negev. But if we're able to influence people and explain to them, even though there's a tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein, and Igos Moshe, which he discusses when they're going to a football stadium, in America anyway, I don't know if in England, if you had known the way they behave here in England, in the football stadium, it's probably because it's not the same as the games there. But Moshe writes something which gives an impression that there's a het, there's no isu chukos agoy. There's only an issue of Moshe of Leitzim and Bitul Torah. And you know, when you tell people there's only Bitul Torah, they start it only Bitul Torah, Rahman al-Islam. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says terrible things about Moshe of Leitzim, yeah? What it causes. But Moshe wrote a tshuva which seems to give an impression that there's no isu of chukos agoy to go and visit these stadiums. And the truth is, if you look carefully into Moshe, you'll see he contradicts himself. In a tshuva later, his grandson asks him. He discusses about Thanksgiving. The machlokes is showing him at the end of this between Tosfos and the Ran, where the chukas agoy has to have an element of avodah zorah to it. We've discussed it in the past. The Ran taines that it has to have some element, a shemetz shel avodah zorah. Tosfos says in the Afidalef in avodah zorah has to have no shemetz of avodah zorah. It be hevel v'shtus is also chukas agoy. That's what Jesus holds. The Moshe was in doubt. He writes to his grandson, and his grandson asks him, why in one tshuva you said it's also to participate in Thanksgiving, even in your own home, and to eat the turkey is even worse. And he calls the Hevel Veshtus, and he brings the Toysos. And then later on, in that same tshuva, we talked about football, about going to stadiums, he brings about the Thanksgiving, and he says there's an issue of adding on a Yom Tov to our calendar. He doesn't write about Chukas Agoy. So his grandson asks him, what happened? What, you changed your mind? What's going on? He says, no, I didn't. The truth is, I hold that there is a chukas agoy. But just in case people will argue with me and tell me there has to have a shemetz of avodah zorah, I'm giving you another reason why you shouldn't do. So therefore, it's no leniency. It's mamash pachad pchadim that in next week's parasha we see that the shibud of Mitzrayim began when we started filling their entertainment places. It's unbelievable that today, anybody who makes a little bit of money, first of all, let's go and purchase a club or do this, be involved in their entertainment. And eventually they're going to turn around and say, that's it, this is ours. Why are you getting involved in something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us busy? So you're talking about, yeah, keep them off the streets. Now you guys are filling these places up. This is the Issur D'Oraisa of Chukas Agoy. No question about it. If you look carefully, it's Mamash Chukas, the Hevel Veshtus. Mamash Azoy. Never mind that if you go to the origins of football and you see, just go to the origins of football, you see that even kings of England banned football at certain times because they were feeling that there was something which the culture was terrible. So to go and feel, to entertainment, even if it's peaceful, and to go and see in a theater, all these places, there's an issue of chukas agoy. And in the Rambam, it's merumas on the fact that he said, "Velo yivne echolos." You shouldn't build special gathering places like the goyim do. Is referring to the safra which Rashi brings. That's what the Rashi says, Chukas Agoy, clearly. So it says, Rama Mozo was Meramis. We leave that for another time to discuss in details. I'm sorry to hold you up for so long.